wonderful. I missed you so much.
She crooned as I went to work, lapping at the scabby folds of her labia. I sucked a bulbous growth that I hoped was her clitoris into my mouth and began flicking it with my tongue, then vigorously licking it like I was trying to remove a stain.
Oh, Billy, I'm coming,
she shouted again and again as one orgasm tumbled like an avalanche over the next. Her many orgasms were accompanied by an explosive emission of fluid I was pretty certain was urine. I didn't mind. I'd had my fair share of golden showers. After providing the haggard vagrant with what I deemed to be a respectable number of orgasms, I decided to take my own pleasure between her flabby, wrinkled ass cheeks. If there were any other infections to acquire, I was pretty confident the murky depths of her colon was where they would be mined from. I stood up and peered into the dumpster, looking for something I could use as a lubricant. The crazy old lady took the opportunity to free my cock from my sweatpants and take it between her lips, warts, sores, blisters, and all. The sheer vulgarity of the act, her obliviousness and disregard for the state of my diseased genitalia, made the act somehow sexier, dirtier. I found a wasted bucket of half-eaten fried chicken and used the congealed chicken grease, my saliva, and whatever rot leaked from her vagina to ease my intrusion into her gaping, well-traveled anus. I'd become quite adept at identifying sexually transmitted diseases and infections. Just as a birdwatcher can identify different species of birds, I recognized the subtle differences in taste, smell, and appearance between symptoms of chlamydia and gonorrhea and your garden variety yeast infection. I could tell the difference between a particularly virulent case of genital warts and the donovanosis that festooned the old woman's anus with ulcerative bumps and bloody lesions. I had the same bleeding ulcers all along the shaft of my cock. It gave new meaning to the colorful colloquialism, bumping uglies. There were few things uglier than what was transpiring between my dick and her ass.
Oh, Billy, Billy, your cock is so huge. You're filling me up. I feel like I'm gonna burst.
Having no reason to disrupt her illusion, I played along and became her Billy, right up until I ejaculated. I eased my cock out of her ass moments before I climaxed, and the old woman welcomed my shit-slickened cock back between her lips to accept my load of corruption, licking my thick semen from her chapped lips and smiling like the happiest woman on earth. I reached down and pulled up my pants.
Stay with me, Billy. Billy, please don't leave me again. Don't go.
I picked up the tattered blanket we'd just fucked on and wrapped it around myself. Sorry, I have to go. Billy has to go, I said in the most soothing voice my blighted lips and throat could muster, trying my best to be gentle, sympathetic to her madness. I stroked the wild nest of oily split ends on her scalp and then lay a tender kiss on her soiled forehead. One of the many sores and blisters on my lips burst like a zit and dribbled pus down into her eyebrows. Billy has to go now, I repeated as I turned to leave. The old lady grabbed hold of the blanket and held it in a death grip. I continued walking, dragging her along the concrete several feet, before I gave the blanket a quick tug, wresting it from her grasp, and simultaneously pulling her off balance. The old woman toppled to the concrete face first. Her skull hit the ground with a hard, juicy, wet crack that made me wince. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? She wasn't moving. A crown of dark red had formed around her skull. The old woman twitched a few times before lying still. I was about to check her pulse when she let out a long moan. I took that as confirmation that she was okay. Alive, at least. So I hurried out from behind the dumpster and crossed the parking lot, letting out a sigh of relief when I was back on Las Vegas.